Teach Yourself Singing. Copyright Rick Gard. Recording copyright Teach Yourself, an imprint of Hodder Education, a division of Hodder Headline Group, 2005.
Hi, my name is Rick Gard, and I'll be talking you through the techniques and exercises on this recording. The fact that you are listening to this recording means that you're serious about improving your voice. You may be a shower hummer, a karaoke crooner, a wannabe pop star, member of a choir, a regular performer, or perhaps you're just fed up of the jibes from friends and want to prove to yourself and them that you really have got a great voice. I truly believe that learning to sing and singing itself should be nothing but fun. We sing when we want to express ourselves, be it songs of love and the joy of being alive, or songs of heartache and loss. Whatever the emotion, songs are all a form of release which satisfies our soul. The aim of Teach Yourself Singing is to provide you with the knowledge to understand the natural workings of your voice and then how to enhance this natural way to produce a beautiful, natural singing voice. As you can probably tell, my emphasis is on the natural way. Your mind and body form a complex organism which knew how to cry and project sound from the second you were born. Over the years, we pick up bad habits and try to complicate the natural actions of the singing voice. We try to be a singer rather than just sing. Singing is not complicated. I want you to forget what you've heard before. Instead, I'll show you how the voice works and how it can be controlled for singing. Your part of the deal then is simply to practice. This is something you just can't skimp on. If you want that voice you've always dreamed of and the satisfaction and adulation that comes with it, then you can have it, but not without practice. If you're not going to practice, you may as well have bought a book on fly fishing for all the good this CD will do you. You wouldn't expect to play the piano competently after a couple of hours practice, so don't expect it with singing either. And here's the next wake-up call for all those artistic, ambitious types. It takes time and patience. Unfortunately, you can't do years of work in one weekend. If you want to build a strong, agile and resilient voice, you must practice correctly and regularly. I take no responsibility or have any sympathy for those on the get-rich-quick route who will cram endless hours of practice in a one-day burnout and then nothing for weeks on end. If you were entering a running race, you wouldn't train 10 hours on one day, then turn up at a race 3 weeks later and expect to win. A good voice is achieved by the control of certain muscle tissue in your body. Like the legs of a runner, these muscles achieve their peak by daily training. And like any athlete, these muscles must be warmed up before a performance and warmed down afterwards. I must stress that I believe there's no better way to progress your singing than a face-to-face lesson with a good teacher. However, due to availability, cost or convenience, this is not always possible for many of us. If you're lucky enough to have a teacher, you may wish to use these CDs as a reference point. If you're tackling this course on your own, then there'll be no one to tell you if you make a mistake. So I suggest you follow my instructions very closely, constantly spot check your technique, be your own worst critic, and be honest with yourself about your progress. Please take special caution if you're under the age of 20, as to put it in a nutshell, you're still growing. And when muscles are growing, they shouldn't be worked hard. This caution goes out particularly to you lads out there whose voices are about to or have recently broken. Please be sensible in your approach to the exercises. Work at a gradual learning pace and don't move through the recordings too quickly. Now here's the really good news. My approach is not technical. I can't assume to know your age, sex or musical knowledge. Therefore, I'll provide you with the fundamental principles of correct singing without the boring technical blurb. Now don't get me wrong, the finer points of technical singing are important if you want to become an experienced and knowledgeable singer. But at this level, I want you to enjoy your learning rather than feel like you're cramming for an exam. This CD will give you all the technical information you need for great singing. I'll try and make it as easygoing and as lighthearted as I can for you. But please remember, there's much to learn. So unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of me talking. But hey, it beats wading through hundreds of pages of a book. The booklet that accompanies these two CDs contains illustrations and information that'll be referred to throughout both CDs. It serves as a useful reference tool, and you can use it as a revision aid to remind you of the main points of the course. In both CDs, you'll hear two singers performing the techniques through exercises. After they have sung, there will be an opportunity for you to join in as well. It's not intended that you should mimic the singers you hear on the CD, as they are providing technical examples. Please remember that every voice is different. The aim is to find your own voice, not copy someone else's. The second CD is your exercise program. With daily attention, these exercises will develop and strengthen your singing voice and hone the techniques you're about to learn. If you're unsure about anything to do with your technique, simply refer back to this CD. Don't just listen to it once and then use it as a coaster for your mug of tea. You can't learn everything in one day, so refresh your memory often. This CD is your very own reference book, so use it. If at any time you feel pain or strain in your voice, stop immediately. You're either doing it wrong or doing it too much. Back again to my theme of nature. Your body knows best, so trust your instincts. If there's any pain, your body is telling you that something's wrong. So, come back to the CD to put it right. If you continue to experience any discomfort, consult your doctor. Don't forget that many factors affect your voice, including tiredness, hormonal cycles, drinking, and smoking. So the best you can do for you and your voice is eat well, sleep well, avoid excessive shouting, and drink plenty of water. But hey, enough of the life lectures. So then, let's get started.